Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
All right, so my name is John Horning. I'm 14 years old. I'm in eighth grade. And I've been attending this church my entire life. I grew up here. I also have three siblings. I have two older sisters named Julianne and Jessica, and a younger brother named Jackson. I was saved around 6 or 7 years old. Even though I was told the gospel before I got saved, the first time I remember hearing it was when I became a Christian. In fact, this transaction is actually my second earliest memory. So what happened was I was in the kitchen with my mom, and while I don't remember how the topic came up, she shared the gospel with me. So I knew I was a sinner. I knew that sinning was when you did stuff you weren't supposed to, and I knew I did that. Romans 3:23 states, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." I knew that sinners were punished by God. Exodus 34:6 and 7a state, "Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, 'The Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin, yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished.'" God is merciful and kind, but he's not going to let sinners go unpunished. Matthew 10:28 states, "Do not fear those who kill the body and are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." I knew that Jesus was God, who took on humanity and came into the world, sent by God, lived a perfect life, and died for my sins. God is merciful and kind, which was shown by this. Romans 5:9 states, "Much more than, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him." I knew that I needed God's forgiveness to get into heaven. Even though I am a Christian, there is still more for me to grow in. I need to read the Bible and work on becoming the person that is pleasing to God. 1 Peter 2:2 states, "Like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation." Probably the most substantial way I've had to grow was in my anger. I had a very bad temper in elementary school. This was a problem that had to be dealt with in a time period of about 3 or so years. My anger started small, but after about a year, I couldn't be on the playground for more than 2 days without getting into a fight. For a time, I thought I was doing nothing wrong, and it was the fault of the people starting fights with me. But eventually, I realized that I had a problem with anger. My parents had been there, trying to help me through it, and once I started listening to them and praying to God for help, I started to improve. After a time, I stopped getting in fights, and I actually developed a reputation for being the guy who was nice to everyone, even the people that everyone was mean to. Of course, I'm still working on things now. Currently, I'm working on doing my personal devotions. I have a desire to know and be close to God, and one way to do this is by digging into God's word. Often I get distracted doing less important things, and the way I'm working on this is by doing my devotions immediately after my homework so that I can't get sidetracked with recreation. I'm also working on my relationship with Jackson. Funny, that got a laugh in first service too. We have a tendency to return evil for evil. And our relationship just isn't where it needs to be. The way I'm working on this is by trying to find things to compliment him for and always encourage him when he does something well. This way, we'll start to build the kind of relationship that is pleasing to the Lord. So enjoy your Sunday, and thank you for listening.